I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Newspaper reports in Pakistan indicate radical Muslims want an official law banning Muslims from converting to Christianity. That has Christians on edge, says evangelist Sammy Tippett, who works in the region. While it's only in the proposal phase, converts are being pressured.
They've received emails, they've received threats, phone calls on their lives because they are from Islamic background, and they one day came to the conclusion that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, and decided to follow him.
Radicals killed ministry friends a few months ago, so they're not idle threats. Tippett's encouraging Christians to pray. Next, Worldwide Christian School Scott Vanderkoy says they've got a new school in Kessinga, an isolated town in Orissa State. The school boasts 83 students from the orphanages and community. Because they navigate dangerous streets to school, Vanderkoy says they're looking to buy a bus.
We want to keep these kids safe because if a child were to get hurt, we're afraid the Hindu community there would turn on this school. Right now, there's somewhat of a tentative allowance of the Christian school from the Hindu community. They see a change in the community. They see a change in these children.
And U.S. and Canadian church youth groups are raising funds to support the International Bible Society's Reach for Life abstinence programs in Africa. The Reach for Life book contains the full text of IBS's New International Version New Testament. It also has 250 pages of notes dealing with many related issues, providing a holistic message of abstinence. IBS launched the program in 2004, and it's expanded into Eastern Europe, Latin America, and the U.S. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.